Hello, thanks for joining us. My name is Lawrence and I'm currently in Canberra at the Enhance 2014 event and I'm joined with Amy. Amy, thanks for joining us.
Not a problem. Great to be here.
Amy, where are you from? You're not from Canberra.
No, I have travelled from Sydney, New South Wales to be here today. As soon as I saw the email, I was very interested in what was on offer. So here I am. I'm from Edenza Park Public School.
Wonderful. And Amy, of course, we've been looking at ICT skills and how teachers can develop their ICT skills. That's what today's event's all about. So clearly, you believe that ICT skills for teachers is important. Why?
Yeah, I believe there should be great importance on ICT for teachers, not only because it is a department requirement to be able to make sure we are upskilling to provide students with all the skill sets that they need in their profession as they get older, but also we're trying to meet the needs of students, and most of the students have at least one device between them when they're at home, so we're trying to create more of a seamless flow from the classroom to at home, and ICT is a great way to do that, you know, through different networking, through online forums, lots of different avenues like that. So it's important that we have the skills and understand it ourselves so that we can prepare them, the students, to be able to do it successfully.
Terrific. What about in your classroom? Just think of an example for me and tell me how it is that you use technology in your classroom, because it's a really big field.
It is.
Let's narrow it down to one little example from your classroom.
From my classroom, I'm on a split stage. So I have 7, 8, and 9-year-olds in my class. So for me, a lot of... there's a lot of importance put on teamwork and collaboration. So it was important that I taught the students how to socially network and how to ensure that their digital footprint that they will be sharing with their friends is a positive one. So be it through being critical friends to each other during online forums, having a look at their work, teamwork, project, collaboration, those sorts of things. So for me, I use ICT in that sense.
So technology is supporting you in reaching all those outcomes that you've got for your kids.
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely. Advice for teachers who are nervous about technology?
would be to be brave and just have the confidence that, yes, you will make mistakes, but in the long run, the learning journey that you have will be positive for yourself as well as for the students in your class, because we as educators should be feeling slightly uncomfortable in what we're doing, because that means that we're learning ourselves. Our learning journey is meant to be slightly uncomfortable because there are new things. So it's okay to be scared, but it's not okay to give in to that fear and not do anything.
Great advice. Yeah. Thank you very much, Amy.
No worries, Lawrence. Thanks.